Thank you for having me.
Let's get some definitions here. Latinx.
It is the non-gendered form of saying Latino, Latina. It's more encompassing, not as binary.
Now, this is in at least part a comic book convention, yet you are an author in both novel and short story format. Have you dabbled in comics as well?
I have not, although I do have a short story that I think is absolutely ripe to be a graphic novel. But I do think, you know, there's a lot of overlap. I go to a convention in Boston called Aresia. They have a whole stream of sci-fi, fantasy, writing-oriented stuff, and lots of cosplaying, and lots of comic book, and lots of gaming. So there's a lot of overlap.
What's a nerdtino?
It's a Latino or Latinx nerd.
Do you count yourself in that cohort?
Oh, do I ever. At one point in our lives, my brothers, who are also both Latino nerds, I was going on and on about how many times I had read The Lord of the Rings, and did that make me a nerd? And I think my younger brother said, that defines the nerd.
So you wear that badge with pride.
Absolutely.
So you're going to be presenting on a couple of the panels. First off, the state of Latinx speculative fiction. What is that genre?
Speculative includes science fiction, fantasy, magical realism, horror, what is known as slipstream. So, for example, Carmen Maria Machado, who's a Philadelphia writer who has seen her work in The New Yorker and Granta, writes speculative fiction with an element of surrealism or the unexplained in it. She's a finalist for the National Book Award.
You're a Philadelphia writer as well, with roots in Guatemala, and your first novel was based on experiences in that country.
It was, but it was also very much about being a Latina in the United States and growing up as a Latina in the United States. I came here when I was 15, so, you know, I have sort of two lifetimes, the one spent in Guatemala and the one here.
And in that interim, diversity and representation in geek media has evolved. That's your second topic. What are the parameters of that aspect as well?
Well, we know that representation is a tremendous issue for Latinos and people of color across the board, politically, in movies, and definitely in speculative fiction and the comic book world. It's all becoming a far richer world as we see better representation.
Obviously, the legacy of South American and Spanish writers is vast and goes back centuries. Who are the current practitioners of this type of genre, though, whether it's comic book or science fiction?
Well, as I mentioned, Carmen Maria Machado is local. Daniel Jose Older and his sister Malca Older. Daniel's work, he just has released a second young adult book. His first, Shadow Shaper, got a lot of attention. Carlos Hernandez, who's a Cuban writer, who wrote The Assimilated Cuban's Guide to Quantum Santeria, is another big name.
History is, break it down, his story. And I know it's important through your page that you have an opportunity to create and take control of your own story. And I don't mean to really mean you personally.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think, you know, the Latino voices in the United States are really important and our very varied and diverse experiences in the United States are, you know, underrepresented and are significant.
Again, tomorrow in Philadelphia, hosting an expo noted as the first Latinx-focused comic book convention on the East Coast, Nerdtino Expo 2017. Sabrina, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you.
Sabrina Vorvulius, author and panelist on tomorrow's convention.